Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Welcome to Papaya 9,
Welcome.
Not news. This is the first version of this episode we've recorded ever. We did not record an entire version where I was out of frame for 50% of this episode. So welcome to this normal thing.
Yeah, we also do record in front of a live audience.
We did. The audience has gone home now.
Yeah.
And we're just, this is like a bonus.
Yeah.
It's like a bonus with Jonas. Yeah.
Just us running some rounds in the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Mm.
And
that's where you see your dreams happening, huh? Ed Sullivan?
No, just us right now.
Oh. Oh, we're at, yeah. Well, right now, of course, Papaya 9 is coming to you live from
right
the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City.
Absolutely. It looks a little bit cleaner. Yeah. But
it is, you know, with the COVID, they had to clean up.
They did.
Ed Sullivan Theater. Who is Ed Sullivan also?
He's a talk show host.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That makes
talk
sense.
Talk show host.
I'm Neil.
I'm Jonas.
And we got our producer.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop.
Alan in the house.
Alan Santiago.
The legend himself.
Salad. Salad. Salad Santiago out here.
AKA Salad Santiago.
Oh my God. Man. You know. Oh man.
Alan, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Alan, at Sullivan Theater.
You should say Alan. You call me Alan.
Oh, yeah. My fault.
You look at me. You call me Alan.
Neil.
You're short-circuiting, bro. The Ed Sullivan Theater's making me go cuckoo.
The plane is crashing, guys. Guys, we're going down.
I brace myself.
It's 9/11 and it's going down. No, Neil, you've been okay, though? You've been good?
I've been chilling, man.
Yeah.
Talking to the microphone.
Oh, yeah. He keeps dropping.
I just know our editor is like, last time I picked up the episode, he's like, hey, bitch, just make sure Joe's talking to the mic. But it's hard because, you know, you want to turn and talk to the person.
I'm a turner, man.
But you have the harder angle. I can open up to both of you.
Yeah. You know, some people are sitters. I'm a turner, man. Mm. I like to turn. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I just go eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonas. So what do you think?
Yeah.
And then back down.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially some commercial work.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
I like that.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think this is commercial for?
Glasses.
Visine.
Yeah. You need some fucking, your eyes red. Are you too stoned?
Yeah. Are you
in a public space?
What else? Glaucoma?
Yeah. Oh, glaucoma. Yeah. miss being able to do this.
Yeah.
Able to do this.
Glaucoma.
Maybe a drug. Yeah. Maybe
could
a
be,
drug.
Could be. How are you doing, sir?
Bro, it's okay. It's okay, man. You know, honestly, it's been a quite productive week. You know, had some stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, it is, man. It's crazy, man. I live in a cool neighborhood, and on Sunday mornings we get skateboarders that like to skate. Like, and honestly, I like waking up to the sound of skateboarders. Like, I love, like, Sunday morning. I look forward to it.
Wow.
Like, waking up to the sound of these kids just, like, grinding. And they're, like, really good.
Hmm.
But they're not supposed to be in the building.
Now, do you...
And I support them.
Okay. Now, do you wake up early to see these kids?
No. The sound of the skateboards wake me up.
That's better.
Yeah.
Than what I thought for a second. Like, you wake up early.
Oh, that's
some
just...
coffee. Yeah. Boys are up today.
In my bathroom. Yeah.
Good morning, chaps. You're not going to the X Games. You're going to the XXX Games.
No.
Sorry.
No, you're good. No, man, no. I'm telling you, man, it wakes you up in the morning. They come usually anytime around 10, 11 o'clock. They probably sleep in every day.
That's perfect, dude.
And it just wakes me up, and I just hear the boards going, but it just pisses off the neighbors.
Really?
Yeah, and they got in an argument with one of them. My neighbor came out. He just slammed his door open, and he acted like he owned the building.
Oh,
he was
God.
Just like, guys, you got to go. I own the building. And on everything I love, I step out and go, no, he doesn't. Keep going.
Wow.
On everything I love, I just know he doesn't.
Yes, dude.
And like, when everything dismantled, like, he was just like, dude, like, he was, I'm going to call the cops, yada, yada. And like, apparently he just does this, but nobody ever came.
Yeah.
They had a great round. They were recording and stuff.
Wow.
I was just so happy for him, man. They got what they wanted. They work hard for those shots.
Did you low key step into some of the content?
No, I went back inside and went to sleep.
Okay. Should have freaking promoted the show. Right? Yeah,
yeah. Dude, you doing a kickflip? By and on, not news. Just destroying your shit. Just your ankles collapsing like the North and South Tower. On 9/11. You see, we brought it up earlier.
You know what? We should have some like papaya stickers, though. I would have gladly. They would have been more than happy to put on this game.
Put on their boards.
Yeah, they would have been more than happy to put that on there. Shit. You know. So, I mean, they were just cool kids, man. But every Sunday, that's what they do. That's just what they do. Mm. They don't. And I love it. It's a nice like complex, and their skateboards like leave marks everywhere. Mm, I love everything about the damage it does. Mm. I love the damage to the property.
It's just aesthetic damage, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just like what they're about.
Okay, if you owned the property, how would you feel about it?
Well, I might not ever own property, so I don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just get to enjoy.
If you did.
If I did, yeah. Would I like that? I don't know. I would compromise.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't like it.
It would be upsetting. I think pretty easily you'd be like, you could skate anywhere else. Yeah.
I would come out with a shotgun. Get out! And someone would open up the window. Let him ski!
Some other guy. Another person with a podcast.
Lemon 14 podcast.
Because he's in the building.
Mango 97.
Mango 97, yo.
Double digit numbers now.
Dude, yeah. Let the kids scooter. It's like a constantly cycle.
Always in the future.
Yeah.
Let them hoverboard.
Let them hoverboard. Let them Neuralink.
Yeah, come on, dog. Let the kids be. You know?
Let them beam to Mars.
Yeah, let them beam.
Let them beam. Let the kids beam.
Let them vape. Let them vape in peace.
Man.
Yeah. It's a great time, man. You know, today's Friday.
Today's Friday.
In 2 days, they'll be going again.
They're waking
up. It's a nice, and then, you know, do a little church Zoom.
Okay.
A little bit, a couple of minutes. You know, in my drawers.
Love that. You do church Zoom in your drawers?
No, I do dress up. Honestly, the first few times though, I like to do this thing where I lay down and my stomach is big enough. Like I just put my laptop on top of it and I could just watch.
Oh, that's great, dude.
I don't move.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You got a built-in table.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're on Zoom and they could see you.
I can see them.
Oh, you turn your camera off.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I need to turn your camera
off. Yeah, but no, but then they were like, all right, come on, guys. Come on. You got to dress up. Like they were like, guys, you
got
to dress up.
You got called out.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was like,
yeah,
for sure.
Damn.
It was like, come on. It's God, guys.
Wow.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But
maybe they didn't want to see your fucking, you know, your Vegeta tattoo or whatever you have on your chest.
Yeah. Do you want a tattoo?
Wow. We're going to do this one?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we obviously got time.
Okay. Hope I'm in frame. Yeah, man. I think I'd be down.
Yeah,
it'd be a good thing.
Where would it be? What would it be?
I think I would get a panda sitting, eating a strip of bamboo.
Wow.
I'll get it right underneath my left nipple. It's right underneath it.
Is it going to be a big one? Is it going to be a big tattoo?
It's going to be like, you know, down on my ribs.
Yeah.
You know, it's right underneath that.
But is it going to be big? Like, is it going to be a huge, I think?
It's gonna be like, maybe like this big, you know?
Right there. It should be like a whole side piece. Make it huge.
Oh, like my whole side of my body? Dude, what if it's like, I'm the bamboo, and I get a huge panda on the side of my body, and it's like wrapped around me?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? In the rest of my body, I make green like bamboo.
Oh, so it's a panda hugging a bamboo.
It's a panda like, yeah, but like embracing a bamboo.
Right. Wow. Okay.
And then my pee-pee will be the little sliver of the, you know, where he's, where the mouth is. You know?
Dude, have you, I don't know, what's the closest, like a human version of bamboo would be what, sugar cane, right, I guess?
A human version?
Yeah. Yeah, like a human.
What a human would eat?
Yeah, we can't eat bamboo. It's way too hard.
No, I don't think we can. But we could soften it. You can, like, soften it and then, you know, boil it or something. Maybe it get a little softer.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Every time we use it for anything?
Huh?
Bamboo shoots?
Bamboo shoots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like Thailand, where our first story takes place, is actually where they eat bamboo shoots.
Oh, yeah.
But the monkeys, the macaws.
The macaws.
Are eating something different. They're eating that wop wop. Monkey, the macaw's getting that wop.
Neil's trying to get the story, and I'm picking up like no hints, no signals.
No hints. Those macaws aren't giving any hints either. They're just going for it. Oh, man. Jonas, you want to break the story?
Yeah, let's
break it down.
Stories, yeah. So they got sex crazed monkeys. Sex-crazed monkeys.
Sex-crazed.
In Thailand. Shout out to them one time. This is for them. Sex-crazed monkeys.
Shout out.
Yeah, so there's a real problem out there.
Mm-hmm.
The monkeys are aggressively attacking people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened was it's overpopulated now with monkeys.
Right.
Almost. Is it more than people?
Tenfold.
Yeah.
Tenfold. The monkey population has increased.
Yeah, and they're aggressive.
6,000 to 60,000.
Right.
During pandemic.
Right. And they used to be able to live in peace with the people. This is, again, in the city of Lapur. They used to be able to live with the city.
Like how you said it.
What?
Lapur.
Like, oh.
You kind of gave it a little
yeah,
a little zest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds a little better the second or third time around. Yeah, yeah.
Lampur?
Lampur.
Okay. Are you from there?
Okay. Arab?
Aluminium. Aluminum.
So anyway, yeah. So what happened was these monkeys in the villagers used to be able to live in peace,
mm-hmm.
Because the tourists would come and they would feed them junk food,
right,
and it held them over.
Right.
Okay. And over a period of time, these monkeys, they got hooked on this junk food. They were eating KFC, just all types of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Their muscles are smaller.
Right. They're getting out of shape. They were looking right, real obese. They're looking real.
Right.
Some parts of the places we're from.
Right. Right.
You know.
They got hypertension, blood pressure, diabetes.
Yeah, well, something else is real tense too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they've been fucking like crazy.
Go, yeah, you really seem to focus on that, Neil. obsessed with that.
going through my own macaw situation.
Yeah. But anyway, since the whole pandemic happened, the tourists, they can't feed these they're not there, so these monkeys, they're not eating this junk food. They've been hooked on it,
right?
You know, you're eating McDonald's, I can't go back to berries, you know.
No,
right,
you know.
Like, right, I want to make flurry,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
So they're hooked on it, and it's affecting things,
right? They're getting aggressive, they're fighting in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They've also congregated at this movie theater that's like their headquarters,
right?
Cinema,
right?
Took it over.
Where they're presumably replaying Planet of the Apes on a loop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I believe it's the Ed Sullivan Theater. In
The macaws are here. At the Ed Sullivan Theater. We actually have one here for an interview. Jonas?
Stephen Colbert is trying to get in and he can't. They took a show, everybody. Okay, so I'm looking at the situation. I'm thinking to myself, mm-hmm. right? If you got all these monkeys, the headquarters is a movie theater that nobody can get into.
Right.
They put the bodies of the dead monkeys in there.
Right.
You know,
storing them.
Pay respects.
Not for food. Yeah, just for respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's crazy. They have that sense of like.
Yeah. Kinship.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I shouldn't leave this body here. I should take this somewhere.
I gotta take it back to the hang.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They probably don't even know if he's dead or not.
No.
Yeah. Kevin?
So he's sleeping. He does this.
Yeah.
Duh, man. Yeah. Kevin's always just acting all lazy.
He always does this.
Oh, my God.
He does a trick where you touch him and he feels cold. This is what he does. Get up.
It's like a Weekend at Bernie's situation.
Yeah.
Thousands of times over.
Yeah. Constantly getting fooled.
Yeah. I just want to know, like, you know, what you could do to earn their respect, and you know.
So you want to infiltrate you want to infiltrate the macaw population and like win over their respect.
So okay, so all right, so this is a weird place it comes from.
Okay.
So, all right, I don't know. You guys watch Naruto?
Not a lot, but.
Okay.
Go ahead. I know what you're referring to.
Yeah. So anyway, there's like these. There are like these animals that these ninjas can conquer, and like, you know, they could summon these animals, mm-hmm. but they have to learn them. And one of them is the monkey.
Oh, okay.
A gorilla, and it's like a whole thing you have to go through with them. You know.
Oh.
So it's, you know, primates are unique because they're all about respect within their tribe, and if you don't show it, you don't eat.
Oh, okay.
You know, they eat each other.
So how do you think you'd get the macaw's respect?
So I don't know. I was thinking about going in there. I think I could talk to him.
You know, reason.
Yeah, reason. Yeah, you know, come on. Who doesn't appreciate some logic? You know, so.
No one loves logic. Yeah.
Right.
Like, talk about the rapper Logic and a boombox.
Macaws love Logic, the rapper.
They do. They do. Very smart people.
You go, they love the mechanics of rap.
Right.
You know? Justifying, you know?
Yeah. And then after we talk, we sit down, mm-hmm. you know, have some more tea.
Okay, so there was already a round of tea.
Right.
This is more tea.
Right.
Because you brought the tea with you.
Right.
With the bamboo shoots soaked into the green tea.
They know I mean no harm.
Of course.
And now we're going to get down to the real problem here.
Okay.
What do you guys want? Is it junk food? You know? I mean, do you just want to keep ripping faces off? But you can't go on like this.
You can't go on. You know? And you know, as a society, we're not going to keep enabling you. And that's right. The problem, right?
Right.
These tourists, presumably white, are treating them like they do their teenage kids.
Right.
You know, giving them all this junk food, you know?
Yeah.
Giving a Norma Rae a bunch of ho-ohs, you know, a bunch of sleeves of ho-ohs, and she's getting fat off the hostess. And you're like, well, you know, she really likes it.
No, they really are fat, though. They got, like, stomachs. They got beer bellies and stuff.
Man.
You know?
And they're looking hella pensive, too. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, they're sad. I think they're sad and they're angry.
You think they're jealous of, like, their cousins who do live in the wild and look great and they look
good? Dude, if there's an Instagram from macaws, they're definitely looking at their cousins.
Yeah.
It's like looking at the travel photo, like the traveler Instagram. I wish I could be there. Just underneath the waterfall.
They're just talking.
The 2020 vision, dude.
Dude, look, I would live up in the trees, but I can't do that anymore, okay? It's 2020. I need AC. Who's going to bring my bobas? I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, man. Dude, yeah. I mean, how am I going to charge my Beats pill?
Yeah, come on, dude. You know, they're so civilized, man.
Yeah.
They'd fit right in L.A.
I think so, dude. You put these macaws in fucking Silver Lake, it's going to be a huge trend, you know?
Dude, monkeys in L.A. would be a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Gosh.
Yeah. It's a big enough city where you think it would exist, but...
No, it would be a problem.
It's not like a joke. Oh, it'd be a huge problem.
It'd be a problem.
But what if we like... Because we were talking about Aladdin earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if we train the monkeys...
Yeah.
...to be like our sidekicks? You know, we use them to help better the monkeys, society. Yeah. You know? Say you're a big Hollywood agent.
Mm-hmm.
You need an assistant. Fuck a... communications major from Northwestern.
Right.
Get a macaw from Vermont and Sunset.
Right.
Just
right.
Go
right.
Get a macaw.
Right.
Teach him how to, you know, put the earpiece in and forward the calls.
All that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, hey, macaw, do I have any macaws? You know, it'd be a fun thing. Any macaws? And he sends emails.
Yeah. The whole nine yards.
He goes in there, hey, hold macaws.
Hold macaws. Thank you. Oh, God damn it, Salad. Old macaws. Hold macaws, please. Dude, think about how quick you'd get your lunch. You know what I'm saying? Dude would be like, oh yeah, it's your lunch hour. Jump out the window, just swing.
Yeah, swing, yeah.
Swing
get
the
to
KFC
it.
And pick something up for himself.
It could work.
Listen.
It could work.
Hollywood needs a change.
Right.
Right? I think we know that from the past 2 years, 3 years. It needs to be some internal change.
Right. Kind of move some things around.
We need to dismantle white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Diversity.
We need to diversify. And we need to give them a cause.
Yeah.
To help run the system, you know?
Right. The cause from a cause.
The cause from a cause.
In the I'm not donating, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to support that one from a distance.
Social distance support. You got charity.
You got this one, Thailand.
You don't want your agent to be some random monkey?
No. If he can get me on things, he can do whatever he wants.
Don't worry. I got you a great deal. They tried to play hardball. I ripped his face off.
Listen, I ripped his face off. Yeah.
We got 6%.
Listen, right now, I would do anything on the animal planet. You understand? So whatever.
That's hilarious.
Whatever I'm in.
We got you a special. It's going to be exclusive on the animal planet.
Right.
Yo, a comedy special on Animal Planet? Yeah.
Right.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
I think Morgan Freeman's like manager. For sure, a monkey. All those voice cameos. For sure.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, what happened to the deal?
Yeah.
He offered me bananas.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He knows what happened.
He's like,
that was my one vice.
Morgan, you are just killing with the elephants. They love you. We got to get you back.
Morgan Freeman's like, I'm tired of people. How can I appeal to the jungle?
You're really good.
Is that okay, Morgan?
That's
Freeman?
A good.
Yeah, that's
Morgan.
Pretty.
All right.
Yeah. You practice that?
No, I don't. That's just happening now.
Really?
This is live. We're the Ed Sullivan Theater, baby. Live. This is where the magic happens.
Come on, let's talk about your impersonations here.
No, man, let's keep going with the stories.
Let's talk about. No. Hold on, wait a minute.
No! We're talking stories. God, we're talking Jonas's salads. You know? Jonas's salad order. Remember that salad bar thing?
Yeah.
I think we talked about that. Maybe no one gets the reference to.
Oh, you were saying how you get profiled at salad bars.
Yes. Oh, wow. Man.
Do tell. No, dude, because I do that. I'll profile myself at an Indian restaurant.
No, but, you know, you eat at a lot of vegan spots, too. You know, you eat. Yeah, Alan, you do, too, don't you? You eat at a lot of vegan spots, too.
I don't eat at any vegan spots.
Oh, really?
Damn. Okay.
All right. Just Neil.
So, and you. Salad, right? That's
yeah, but, okay, so you go in.
Yeah, so I'll do this when I go to an Indian restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'll pretend like I know the menu back, frontwards and backwards. I know what the cook's doing to prepare everything. I am like, I own the place, you know?
Right.
And so you take that confidence in. Mm-hmm. You know, this is when you're like, you know, if you're out on a date or something. If you're an Indian out on a date at an Indian restaurant with a non-Indian person, you gotta flex. You know what I'm saying?
The knowledge.
Ask the guy what the best thing is. He'll say, like, you know, the chicken tikka masala. You go, no.
You always say the chicken tikka masala.
Always say chicken tikka masala because they know it's the easiest one to make.
Yeah. Mm. They have it
not,
already made.
And it's already made.
Yeah, they have it already
the
made.
People love it. They love the tikka masala.
As soon as you pay for it, they take a bowl out and just pour it.
You got to go chicken korma.
Yeah.
Chicken korma, garlic naan, yellow lentil.
Dude, I cannot get enough of garlic naan.
Bro.
Buttery?
Come on. You take that away from me, I'm going to start acting like a macaw.
Yeah.
Beating that ass.
Honestly, the Thai, there's enough good. Thai food is really good. They got enough food to feed these monkeys, man.
You think just a Thai restaurant should step up.
But, you know, these monkeys, they got to find a place in society. You know, you can't just sit there and expect food for free. You got to work. You're going to have to do
that's
stuff.
That's right, man.
You know.
And you know what? These monkeys got to start wearing condoms, man.
Yeah. Very.
Putting condoms on these monkeys.
Yeah, they are sterilizing them though.
With like a spray?
No, they stop them and snip.
They snip them?
Snip them?
No wonder they're angry.
Yeah, of course they're angry, dude.
No wonder they're eating people. They're eating each other.
Oh my god! You can't eat any ass. You gotta eat the face.
Yeah, look, that's it right here.
That's it right here.
Who's taking a picture of this?
Yeah, look, they look. So they apparently they so they have
it's
all
just knocked out cold. Dude.
So it's 6,000. Let me see. It's over 6,000 monkeys they have right now. They're neutering 500 monkeys a week.
Wow.
Damn, man.
Cutting out 6,000 pair of balls.
What do you do with those extra balls, man?
Juggle them.
You just juggle them. Yeah. Dude, juggle them. Snip them. Toss them to a juggler.
Yeah.
Ah.
You fill up a little cup.
I love my job. I just juggle balls.
Play a little Mancala, maybe.
Mancala. Mancala. Nice, yo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, just playing marbles. Yeah. Marbles.
We're out of balls, guys.
Oh, dude.
Somebody you're playing with is, hey, what's wrong with these pieces?
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Yeah, they're all squishy. Oh, dude, maybe what? Chew them like an olive, you know? Get it down to the pit.
Oh. Dude, this monkey is out cold. But yeah, they
he's like.
This monkey is out. They might have to see this picture.
This shit is out.
Yeah, but. Yeah, no, they neuter him for real, and yeah, she knows. She looks like she knows what she's doing.
Oh yeah, she knows her way around a scalpel.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, dude.
You know.
Well, you know, it's I hope they can civilize. I hope this can, you know, die down a little bit. But
yeah,
listen, man, these times, anything can go.
Yeah, anything can go. Anything can go. But here's the thing. I will say this with these monkeys, they're hoping to decrease the population pretty soon.
Okay.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
You don't?
No. They didn't they say one guy tried to, like, one officer like threw a sling at it and then it came back with more people.
Came back with more monkeys.
Yeah.
It left and then came back.
Most gangster thing I've ever
heard. Wow.
What would you do if you were a cop on the beat in Thailand right now? Like, what's your mindset?
A mindset?
Yeah.
First off, You're gonna have to cut these monkeys in the game, okay? We're gonna have to start making some money together here.
Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah. Were you a corrupt cop before this scenario, or
no? He saw an opportunity.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Clean before, and then
listen,
he's an entrepreneur.
Listen. I got some really good stuff from Mumbai. I need somebody. Wow. Moving. You understand?
Mumbai got roped.
Seema from Mumbai.
Seema.
More like Molly from Mumbai.
Yeah, right. Yeah. really good stuff that, you know, and it's, and we just got to get it across the border, and these monkeys can do that through the jungle.
I mean,
so
it's a good place to transfer it through.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we pay great.
Mm. Okay. You know? Now, but what if the macaws start taking some of that molly and then they get them drugged and stuff, you know?
I didn't think about that.
But that's a future thing. You can't worry about that when you're
here's standing. The thing. I'm just going to tell them, don't look in the backpack. There's nothing in here for you. Just deliver this and come back to me for your bananas.
For sure.
You understand?
And this is an empire you are building on your own. So you are like the main leader.
First of all, it's going to be me. I'm going to see if this works first. Mm-hmm. If this us, if it does work, I'm going to cut you guys in on it.
Oh.
Okay.
Corrupt deputies in this scenario?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, but what if I like fall in love with a macaw, you know, and then the business gets in the way of our romance?
Well, man. Alan's gonna have to off you. So he's gonna have to do that. Yeah. Okay.
It's tough affair.
Pull him aside.
But you're like crying because like the love is pure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull him to the side.
My macaw wife's like, what?
And that's her happy.
Right. Right.
She doesn't know that you're about to be killed yet. Tell you dinner's ready.
And then you kill me. Jonas comes in,
right.
5-piece suit, the same one he has for church. Comes in. Didn't want to have to do that. That was a fucking macaw test. Catch him between your fingers.
I don't know. It would just be a short conversation. Like, I would, you know, you fell in love with the macaw after we told you not to.
Right.
We explicitly said right? Don't fall in love with a macaw.
We told you before you got into this. Yeah. Do not fall in love with the macaws. Yeah. They know what you like. I would pull Alan aside and I'd be like, hey, Alan, you know, we did everything we could.
Listen, man. Yeah.
It is what it is.
The macaws have a certain tenderness that right. no yeah. human woman has.
I'm telling like, Ali, we tried talking to her.
Yeah, we tried. Then, get through to her.
Right. The macaws are people.
Yeah. right.
They have feelings too, guys.
No.
You
no,
couldn't
no,
get enough man. Of that macaw whap.
That whap.
That whap whap. Yeah. Wet ass podcast. We got that whap.
Hashtag that.
Hashtag that whap.
Yeah, I think it is. It is trending already.
It is for sure. I think. Yeah, I think Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion got it covered. I think they need us co-signing their
right.
their song.
Tell them congratulations, guys.
just want to say before we sign off, quick congrats to Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. We knew it was a hit, guys, when we heard it in the studio. Oh man, I think that's it for our episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. We How you feeling, it. Alan? Is that 30?
That was solid 30.
Solid 30, man. Yep. In and out. We talked about monkeys the entire time. Talk about monkeys fucking as the internet. And you come to Papaya 9 for this journalistic excellence and nuance.
Absolutely.
Holler at us, Papaya 9 online. I'm, you know, what else, Jonas?
Yeah, Papaya online, YouTube, Spotify.
All that shit, man. It's Apple, on all the platforms.
Instagram.
Find us.
Papaya. TikTok.
We love you, TikTok.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Bye soon.
What else? All of it.
We on there, man. Twitter.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah, man. What else?
Yeah.
Aquafina. That was from earlier.
Yeah.
It's from the last one. The whole Aquafina thing.
Yeah, but they'll get it when he can cut and edit.
Maybe he'll cut it together.
You know.
Probably not.
I hope we don't lose all that.
Eep. Okay. do we want to end this right now?
Yeah. And look, I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I'm falling asleep regardless.
Okay. Sounds good. Jonas is going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
We're gonna call this episode then. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
Easy world peace, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Papaya 9, not news. Neil and Jonas.